Bible reading number 113, Judges 16, verses 23 through 31. Samson's death. The lords of the Philistines gathered together to celebrate. They were going to offer a great sacrifice to their god, Dagon. They bragged, "Our God has given Samson, our enemy, into our hands." When the Philistine people saw him, they praised their god. They said, "This man destroyed our country. He killed many of us. But our God has put our enemy into our hands." The people were having such a good time at the celebration. They said, "Bring Samson out to entertain us." So they brought Samson out of the prison. He was a spectacle for them. They made him stand between the pillars of the temple of Dagon. A servant boy was holding his hand. Samson said to him, "Let me feel the pillars that hold up the temple. I want to lean against them." Now that temple was full of men and women. All the lords of the Philistines were there. There were about 3,000 men and women on the roof watching Samson be displayed. Then Samson prayed to Yahweh. He said, "O Lord Yahweh, please remember me. You are the one true God. Please give me strength one more time. Let me pay these Philistines back for putting out both of my eyes." Then Samson held on to the two pillars in the middle of that temple. These two columns supported the whole temple. Samson leaned his weight on the two pillars. His right hand was on one column, and his left hand was on the other column. Samson said, "Let me die with these Philistines." Then he pushed as hard as he could, and down came that temple upon the Philistine lords and all the people inside. So Samson killed more of the Philistines when he died than when he was alive. Samson's brothers and his whole family went down to get his corpse. They carried him back and buried him in the tomb of Manoah, his father. That tomb is between the towns of Zorah and Eshtaol. Samson was a hero for the people of Israel for 20 years.